Psalm 65. Praise awaits you, our God in Zion. To you all vows will be fulfilled. You who answered prayers, to you all people will come. When you were overwhelmed by sin, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those who you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roarings of the sea and the roarings of their waves and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe of your wonders. When morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing.
Boys and girls would like to come down to the front. Now that would be a big help to us as we start to think about harvest. Oh, we've already started thinking about it, but we're going to think about it a little bit more. Welcome, welcome. Come along, come and sit down. Fantastic. Right then, who likes getting gifts? Who likes getting gifts? Who likes getting presents? Yeah? We all like that, don't we? Well, have you ever thought that we are surrounded every day by gifts? Ever thought that? Every day we're surrounded by gifts. Every Christmas we're surrounded by particular gifts that are wrapped up under a tree. Presents, that's right. But every day, and we get cards, we do, but Christmas will come. We're not at Christmas yet. Christmas will come. For now, we're thinking about the gifts that are around us every day. Gifts like these. Lots of different foods. Lots of different fruits and veg. Now, let's go along the line. What's our favourite fruit? Let's start over here. Sophie, what's your favourite? Apples?
Bananas?
Tangerines?
Bananas?
What's your favourite fruit? Oh, so much choice. Apples. I thought that was what we were going to say, James?
Kiwi.
And last year, it was banana, wasn't it? Is it still banana?
Tangerines
now? Wow, the taste buds are changing all the time. Fantastic. Well, look, I've got some fruit and veg up here, and there's a few unusual fruits. Anyone know what this one is? Oh, I think Shopto's hand was up first. What is this? A mango? Is that what you were going to say? Yeah, a mango. So we've got a mango there. We've got this one. What's this one, Micah? A pomegranate. If anybody wants to have a pomegranate later, maybe we could try that one. What's this?
A watermelon.
A watermelon. And you need to have, either eat this over a table, or you need to have a good napkin here, because they're so juicy, aren't they, when you eat them. What's that one you've got there, Micah? A kiwi. Who likes kiwis? Anyone eat the skin?
No.
Oh, no, the skin is a bit furry, isn't it? Put that one back, Micah. What about this one? Pokey beefs?
A pineapple.
I think that's all our fun fruit. What about some veg? What's this? Anyone know what that is? It is something. You're not wrong there. It's not a cabbage. Let's put all our fruits back for a minute. Fruit. And do you know what this might be? What's this? Come and sit down. What's this? Should we ask some of the grown-ups to help us? Sweet. There you go, some sweet. You'll have to give this a go sometime. Like, come and sit down now, please. What about, what's this one? Oh, your friend behind you had her hand up, so I'm going to ask her. Sweet potato. Come sit down, please. Sweet potato. And what is this one? Sophie. Not a carrot. The carrot is this orange one. So that if your carrot looks like this, something's gone wrong. What's this? A parsnip, which as we all know is best roasted and with honey. So, we've got some fruit. We've got some veg. Go and sit. Well, yeah, we can do that one as well. Then what's that yellow one? Oh, what were you going to say? You were going to say melon and... Something's going to tell us it's a honeydew melon. So there we are. Lots of different fruits and veg. And these are all God's gifts. Okay, and broccoli. Yes, we could list all the fruit and veg all day, but we need to just keep moving along a little bit. So, there we go. And I missed grapes. Is there any fruit you'd like to mention before we carry on? Let's do that. Anything we've not said that you'd like us to get out there in the open and then we keep going? Have we said them all? Here's a bonus one for you. What's that?
A fig.
It is a fig. Anyone here like figs? Yeah, one or two. Okay, there we go. Let's put those down there. Now, lots of different fruit and veg, and they are all part of the harvest. They're all part of the harvest. Put them down and come and sit down now, please. Thank you. They're all a part of the harvest. And where do they grow? Where do they grow? Well, some grow on the tree. Fruit grows on trees, Sophie? On a farm. Yeah, that's right. They grow on a farm. Timmy? In the ground. We've got all the answers. Fantastic. On the tree, in the ground, on the farm. But how do they grow? Let's have some answers about that. Sophie, how do they grow? Water and the sun. Excellent. Anything else that helps them to grow? We need water and sun. We need some ground. We need some soil, Timmy. Right. We need to look after them. So who would do that? Who would do that, Ali? Who looks after all the fruit and the veg? And the farmers do. Well, ultimately, yes, God does. We'll come to that. The farmers do that. And that is what we're going to be thinking about a little bit now with this next bit, because we've got all this lovely fruit and veg, and we need the sun, and we need the water, and we need farmers to look after them. But who's the one that makes the sun shine and the rain fall? Shall we say that all together? One, two, three. God does. God makes the sun shine and the rain to fall. So, before we go any further, because God makes the seed grow into all this lovely food, here is a little line for us that's going to be on the screen, and we've got some actions, okay? We've got some actions. Three actions to help us to remember this. Our line is this. God gives us good things. Thank you, God. Okay, that's our line for this morning. So, here's our actions. Ready? God gives us good things. Thank you, God. A little bit of sign language for you there. That's thank you in sign language, okay? So let's do that together. God gives us good things. Thank you, God. Very good. So let's just follow this through a little bit so we get the idea. What have I got in here? Bread. Lovely, tasty bread. Look, and there's lovely seeds on it. And there would have been all kinds of lovely things there. We don't need an orange in our bread. Put that back, please. So where do you think we got this from?
From the shop.
From the shop. Okay. From the shop. And where would it be? Where would it have come from to get to the shop? Well, let's say that Aldi is the shop. They don't sell this kind of bread in Aldi, unfortunately. But then where did it come from before the shop, before Aldi? The wheat. Okay, so there is the wheat. Let's come a step or two before. How did it get to the shop? Sophie, how did it get to the shop? Oh, in a van, okay. And where would that van have come from? Very good. Timmy?
A farm.
From a farm?
Or a farm?
Or maybe like a bakery? A baker. And what does a baker do? We do need some wheat, but there's a stage in between that the baker uses to get to bread. What is it? A windmill is used to crush the wheat and the grain to make what? Dough. And we make the dough out of something called flour. Have you ever done any baking? Yeah, we get that flour from all the wheat. And, yes? Yeah, I thought so. And so, what we need then is to grow the wheat, we need what? We need water and sunlight. And what is the water and sunlight growing? Seeds. And the seeds will make grain. I've got a special mission for Timmy, if you don't mind, Timmy. Where you were standing this morning with Daddy, can you go out there and there's something on the table in a basket. Can you bring that basket to us? Is that okay? Timmy's going to go and get something for us. The rest of us are staying here. Timmy's going to come back in a second to help us to understand, well, here's this bread, and so many steps have gone into just getting this bread. So when you have your lunch tomorrow, if you have a sandwich in school maybe, or if you have some toast when you come home, you will come with bread, and you'll have butter in it, and ham or cheese or whatever, but there's all these amazing steps that come from getting even just a bread. Oh, look, here comes Timmy with a basket. I wonder what he's got in there. Timmy, what have you got?
Seeds.
You can feel them. Let's go. You can go along the line. Please don't pick them up and put them everywhere. We'd be hoovering all day. But stroke them and then let them go so Timmy can take them down to the girl. Let them go, my girl. Put them back in. There we go. Now go and sit back down. So God has made all of this grow. Okay? God has made it all grow. Come and sit down, because then we need to do our actions to remember where all of this has come from. I'll have this, thank you. Fantastic, Timmy. Oh, thank you very much, Timmy. So, God has made all this grow, and here's the actions ready. God gives us good things. Thank you, God. So when we see all this amazing food, all year round, but especially at harvest time, put that back, please, we remember God is the one who gives it to us all. So what is it we want to say to God for giving us all these good things? Thank you. Let's do our actions again. Can I see your hands like this? Ready? God gives us good things. Thank you, God. And as always, what I have to say to you isn't just from my own head or made up. It's from the Bible. So here's a verse from the Bible this morning, which we'll just say together. And we're going to think about that a little bit after our next song as well. So it says this, let's say it all together. Every good action and every perfect gift is from God. These good gifts come down from the creator of the sun, moon and stars. God does not change like their shifting shadows. So it's so important. God is the giver. He's the creator, and he's the giver of every good thing. So, when we eat our food, we pray. We pray to God often and say thank you to God for our food. And we're not just being polite about it. We're saying thank you because God deserves to be thanked. Because God is the one who's made it all possible in the first place. Because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. So, let's do our actions again. Ready? God gives us good things. Thank you, God. So God gives us everything good. So on harvest today, that's what we're thinking about. He's given us all these good things, all these lovely things, and we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you to God because he's been so kind in giving us that. So you've been really helpful, and in a second, you're going to go back and sit down. We're going to sing a song, and we're going to think a little bit more. But I've got a sheet and some pencils and some crayons to help us, to help you guys to listen through this next bit, okay? So here we go. You can all have one of these each, and then we're going to think about this verse, how God is the giver of every good gift. Okay, here you go, Ali. You can have one. And you can have one, and you can have one. We're going to think about how God is the giver of all these good things that we've seen this morning. And how it's so important that we say thank you, okay? So you take them back and have a little look. You can do some colouring. There's one or two questions on there as well. And then come and see me afterwards. And you can tell me all about what you have heard, okay? Fantastic. Thank you so much for your help. You've set us up really well to think about God giving us all these lovely things. I'm going to pray for us, actually, before we carry on. And then we put our hands together and pray, and then you can go back and sit down when we sing a song. Father God, we thank you so much for harvest time. We thank you so much that you give us all these tasty fruits and veg and bread, all this food and drink we can enjoy. We thank you that you made it all, and we pray you'd help us to be thankful for them, to remember that you give us good things, and we should always say thank you. Help us to say thank you to our grown-ups who look after us, and to our teachers in school, and most of all, to say thank you to you for who you are, the creator of all things, giving us all these wonderful foods that we can enjoy. So help us to keep listening. Help us to remember that you are the giver of every good thing. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so I want us to keep on thinking now, just for a few minutes, about this Bible verse that we've been thinking about a little bit, that we saw earlier, how God gives us good things. And because he gives us good things, we are to say thank you to God. There are other good things God gives us, aren't there? He gives us food and drink. He gives us fruit and veg. But there's other things that we like to thank God for, aren't there? Our friends, our families, all these things are good things. They are good gifts from God because God is the creator of all. All these things that we've got this morning, all those relationships that you've got in your life, they don't come from a shop, do they? They don't come from Amazon. They don't come from the postman. They come from the creator of the sun, moon, and stars. Or if you've read the Bible before, you might know the phrase in this verse this morning as coming down from the Father of lights. So we'll have that verse on the screen, and we'll say it all together. Every good action and every perfect gift is from God. These good gifts come down from the creator of the sun, moon, and stars. God does not change like their shifting shadows. And so from that verse, I've got two things that I want to briefly tell you this morning that tell us about who God is and what it is that God has done. And the first is that God is the never-changing giver. God is the never-changing giver. And so behind me on the screen is a picture of the sun. Not the full-orbed scientific picture, but what we might like to draw on a piece of paper. And, you know, the sun is so big that you could fit 1.3 million Earths in the sun God has made. And we're enjoying the sunny weather this morning, aren't we? After a bit of rain recently, it's been nice to have a bit more sunshine. Even though the sun and the rain, God is in control of it all, and he sends it all. Well, you know, don't you, that when you stand in the sun, as it's doing on the windows there now, it casts a shadow, doesn't it, behind you on the floor. And so you know that when there's a shadow, and when you wave, your shadow waves back at you, doesn't it? But if the sun is shining on your house, as the sun moves, the shadow moves around with it, doesn't it? It moves very slowly. Every minute of the day, it's moving slowly because the sun is moving slowly across the sky as our Earth is rotating at just the right speed. And so the shadows of the sun and the moon, they are shifting all the time, aren't they? That's what our Bible verse says. But God isn't like that. He doesn't change. And that is really good news. God is unchangeable. He is the unchanging giver. Now, there's lots of things that change in life, aren't there? The menu at your favorite restaurant, the players in the team that you've supported for years, your colleagues at work, they change. The place that you grew up, whether it was here in Gosainen or elsewhere, it doesn't look exactly the same, does it now, as what it did when you were growing up? As human beings, we all change all the time. If you're in school, or maybe you're still a bit young for school, then you're changing, aren't you? As you grow up, you're getting taller. You're learning more and more about the world in which we live. And if you showed us a picture of what you looked like maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago, well, you'd look a little bit different, wouldn't you, to then compared to now. But maybe you're not in school anymore, and you're still changing, aren't you? Maybe you've stopped growing taller, but hopefully you're growing up on the inside. You're growing up in maturity. You're becoming a little bit wiser, a bit more sensible. You're taking responsibility in life. Emotionally, we change as we get older. The more experience we have of life changes us. The grey hairs, they start to make an appearance, or they just fall out altogether. And then, if we're old enough to have a bus pass, well, we might even have just one or two wrinkles coming. And our appearances, they change with age. Things around us change, don't we? We change, but God doesn't. He isn't like that. He doesn't change. And so that means who he is who he always has been, and who he always will be. And the Bible says that that is such good news because God is good. And all that he does is good. He is always good all the time. And so that means we can really trust him. He is always generous. He is always loving. He is always kind. He doesn't forget us. He is not unconcerned for this world. He cares for us, having made us to sustain us and to keep this world spinning on its axis and sending the sun and the rain that food might grow, that we might enjoy these good gifts. God is in control of it all, and he is unchanging. And this Bible verse here in James chapter 1, it reminds us this, that God is the unchanging, never-changing giver. Everything around us changes, but God doesn't. So let's say that verse again, together. Every good action and every perfect gift is from above. These good gifts come down from the Creator of the sun, moon, and stars. God does not change like their shifting shadows. Friends, God is constant. God is reliable. There are no shifting shadows with him, which means that God is faithful. God is dependable. And if you're a believer in Jesus this morning, if you'd say you're a Christian, well, then this is a really assuring truth. The unchanging nature of God himself, it gives us real comfort. It gives us deep stability in our lives. No matter what we're facing, if things are going really well, or they're going terribly, if we're feeling happy and positive, or sad and despairing. How is that? Because it reinforces the fact that what God says can always be trusted. All the promises of God found in the Bible, they are trustworthy, because he who has made them doesn't change. God is totally consistent in his character. God is good all of the time. He was good yesterday, he's good to us today, and he will be good tomorrow. We change, but God doesn't change. And that constant is such an encouraging thing. Friends, the one living and true God of the Bible is the source of all goodness. And at harvest time, we have this opportunity to recognize what this verse is teaching us, that every good and perfect gift is from him. And when we really understand that, it will foster a sense of gratitude in our hearts and humility that God would be so kind to us. At harvest, we say thank you to God for every good gift, especially the food we eat, whether it's in tins or it's fresh, but for friends and for family. But more than that, we are remembering and are thankful, not just for the gifts, but for the giver. And you might be thinking this morning that in a world that is changing seemingly so quickly and is always uncertain about what is this week going to bring us? What is a day going to bring? Well, this unchanging God sounds like someone that you'd like to get to know, maybe. We all need an immovable rock on which we can build our lives. We all need an anchor for our souls in the storms of life. Because even those things, and it's a sombering thought, but it is real. Even those things, those people who are nearest and dearest to us, and we depend on them so much, well, they won't always be able to be there for us in the way they have been. Or even we won't be able to be there for them in the way we would like to be, as we change and life brings change. But friends, God is the never-changing giver. And so secondly now, I want us to spend just a few moments thinking about the best gift of all. It's a gift that everyone needs. It's a gift that is even better than the apples and the carrots and the kiwis and the sunny days. It's the greatest gift of all. So we've thought a little bit about God being the never-changing giver. Well, the second thing I want us to think about is God's perfect gift. God's perfect gift. Now, it's always sad, isn't it, when you get given a present, whether it's Christmas or birthday or whenever, and before too long, it breaks. If you broke something that meant a lot to you, you'd be sad about that, wouldn't you? Whether it's a snap crayon, whether it's a broken toy, or like a broken aeroplane on the screen behind me, when a gift breaks, it's sad, isn't it? And the Bible says that there's something broken in all of us. And the Bible gives that a word, and that word is sin. And sin is just very simply when you and I say no to God. And we all do it. And we all do it when we decide to live our own way instead of living God's way. And it breaks our friendship with God. And we can't fix that by ourselves, no matter how hard we try, not by trying our best to be good or to behave well in school or to share our toys or to be kind and charitable or to even go to church and be here this morning. All those things are great things. Keep sharing your toys. Keep being kind. Keep coming to church. But those things in themselves, they won't fix the problem of our brokenness. So that's why I want to tell you this morning about God's good and perfect gift. Because God sees our brokenness and he sends the perfect gift, the very best that he could. He sends his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world. And we celebrate that at Christmas, but we say thank you to God for every good gift and every perfect gift. And today as we celebrate harvest, we can't not thank God for the greatest gift of all, Jesus himself. He lived a perfect life. He always lived the way that he'd been made to, the way that we were originally made to. Jesus loved God his Father and he loved all people that he met. He was so kind and gentle and caring. And yet even when he was firm in standing for the truth, he never once had a bad attitude. He never once had a wrong motive. Jesus really was perfect. And yet, though he was totally innocent, he died on a cross for all the wrong things that we do. The perfect God-man representing all of us in our place to solve the biggest problem that we have. That problem of our separation from God. But Jesus doesn't just die on a cross, which he does. He dies and is buried, and 3 days later he rises again from the dead, coming back to life that we might know peace with our Maker. That bridge, that chasm can be closed between us and God, that we might be forgiven. Jesus dies that everything sad might be made untrue, that our brokenness can be fixed. Friends, Jesus is the answer to the biggest problem you and I have. And he can do that because he's made you and he loves you and he's good and he's kind and he's true. And Jesus, he brings joy, whatever it is you do. And we find that all here in this verse this morning. Let's say it together again. Every good action and every perfect gift is from above. These good gifts come down from the creator of the sun, moon, and stars. God does not change like their shifting shadows. So God has given us a perfect gift. And we all know that when someone gives you a gift, what you do? Well, you simply receive it, don't you? And Jesus is God's perfect gift, the greatest gift, but we have to receive this gift. We have to receive Jesus if you and I are to know the life that we've been made for. Life in relationship with a never-changing God who has made you and loves you and knows you far better than you even know yourself. All we have to do this morning is to trust in this Jesus, the greatest gift. We say sorry, very simply, for all the ways we've lived our lives without God. We've disobeyed him. We've not listened to him. We've gone our own way. And we turn from living for ourselves to living for God. Instead of carrying on going this way, we say, well, no, I'm going to go this way now. I'm going to live God's way. We'll turn around and start following Jesus. And so I wonder, have you done that, friend? Will you consider doing that this morning? Will you simply receive God's greatest gift to us in the Lord Jesus by faith? At harvest time, we say thank you to God. Hopefully you remember that bit of sign language. Thank you to God. We do that for food. But have you ever said thank you to God for Jesus Christ, the greatest gift that we could ever have? If you've never done that, well, I encourage you to think about that, to seriously consider, well, will you do that today? Why not even make today the day when you first start to trust in Jesus? You enjoy relationship with your Maker. You come to live the life that you've been made to enjoy, to receive a perfect gift, the greatest gift there ever could be. You can talk to God in prayer today, just like you talk to a friend. You can ask him to forgive you, to be your rescuer. You can do that. I'd encourage you to do that this morning. If you'd like to chat more about that afterwards, downstairs over some food, I'd love to do that with you. But if you have done that, well then, Christian, let this harvest season, it's not just today, over this season, but through the year, may this be a spur to us to cultivate a heart of gratitude. Because it can be easy to moan, can't it? We're not happy about this or about that. Take even this week, the traffic. It's bad on Friday, wasn't it? The weather, it's raining again. They didn't have my favourite yoghurt in the shop. What's our politicians saying now? What are they doing? And we can be moaning about this and that. But today is an opportunity to realign our thinking, to correct ourselves, that we might be people who are thankful. And we would say thank you from the bottom of our hearts, that we would be a people who are full of thankfulness, acknowledging God's gifts to us every day of our lives, that it might lead us to love and praise him more. And that will happen, I think, if we truly believe what we find in this verse here in James chapter 1. So let's say it together one more time. Every good action and every perfect gift is from God. These good gifts come down from the Creator of the sun, moon, and stars. God does not change like their shifting shadows. So I want to encourage us, let's be thankful people today. Let's be people who say thank you to God every day for who he is and what he has given to us. Food and drink and family and friends, but most of all, the Lord Jesus. The greatest gift, the one who has come that we might enjoy life as it is meant to be lived in relationship with the God who has made us and loves us and knows us and saves us. And that is for all who will simply receive this great gift of Jesus to us, for this harvest and forever. Well, let's pray together before we sing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your good gifts to us. Thank you for food, thank you for family, and thank you for fun. But we want to thank you most of all. We are so grateful because of the Lord Jesus, that you have sent him into this world as the greatest gift, to live that life we couldn't, to die on the cross and to rise again, that we might enjoy the life you've made us to live in relationship with you forever. Please help us to trust in Jesus today. And if we're not doing that, to think about these things, that we might know you, the never-changing God, the unchangeable giver who is always good. Help us to follow you today and always as we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.